I think this case is absurd. It's a sign of how silly the whole debate has become. Triple R, the community radio station, well-respected station, has black-banned the Anglican Church, secretly black-banned the Anglican Church over gay marriage. Now, I've got a leaked email from the station manager, David Houchin, who, by the way, doesn't return calls and hasn't since Friday. Be very busy. This email says they're refusing to broadcast from the Melbourne Music Week hub this year because it's based at St Paul's Cathedral. They broadcast in the past there, they're not broadcasting there this year. And they make the point the Anglican Church in Sydney has put $1 million into the No campaign against marriage equality. Now, I agree that was a waste of money by the church, but I think this retribution is quite offensive. The email says it wouldn't be fair to promote the church because some of the Triple R audience may not be welcome or safe at the church because they're gay. Twice in this email, he says that they don't want this decision made public. It's for internal information only. That's a bit rough. This is a community station sponsored and supported by listeners, and they're doing this sort of secret business behind their back saying, oh, don't tell them. So the bottom line is Triple R is banning, secretly banning the Anglican Church over gay marriage. I think that is wrong, but if they really believe it's right, why keep it secret?